I want you to know that I respect your change, your renunciation of worldliness. I think that's very commendable. It takes a lot of courage, and I don't know of too many people who would do that. But I have more of a wish than a question. And I think what was nice about your music was that it touched each of us intimately, individually, because you spoke in your own very personal inner language. And it made us feel like he's speaking so personally about himself, there's something very, very nice about each one of us. And we shared your music with our friends. You know, we sang it with our friends. And what I heard you say today was things that I've heard before in a religious context by a lot of other people, you know, with a fundamental orientation, which is okay, but I would wish for something that could come more from a personal, you know, more touching. It's almost like you've sort of crawled into a clamshell and we can't touch you anymore.
The point is that eventually, yes, you're right. I mean, I was writing from my experience and from my soul and trying to communicate. Now I believe the best thing, and it says in the Quran something very, if you like, astounding. It says you don't have any friend except God. That is the actual reality. Because in the end, each one of us will be buried. Our family, at some point, they'll stay with us to the end. They'll look after the grave, maybe. But ultimately, they go on and lead their lives. Your friends will get involved in other things. People will forget you. You'll be alone, ultimately. Who with? Who will be your friend, ultimately? That is what Quran teaches you, and that's what I'm trying to convey. Something more important, if you like, than my friendship or than my personal connection with you. The best connection a person can have is with God. And that's what Islam teaches us.